This is Farm Progress America. Hello, everyone. I'm agriculture broadcaster Max Armstrong with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Farm Progress America is brought to you today by Brandt Grain Carts. They'll be at next week's Farm Progress show. Decisions are being handed down to the courts that have nothing to do with science. Sound science is being ignored, the scientists say. I'll talk about it after this. Farming is a competitive business, and you need every advantage you can get if you want to lead the field, which is why more and more farmers across America are entrusting their crop handling to Brandt. Brandt has earned a superb reputation on the Canadian prairies, and now they've set up shop right in the heart of the U.S. Corn Belt, turning out Made in the USA swing away augers and other products specifically for U.S. corn and soybean growers at their 200,000 square foot plant in Bloomington, Illinois. Get the story firsthand at the Farm Progress Show at Boone, August 28th through the 30th. You'll see Brandt grain carts at the combine demos each day at 11, but plan to stop by their lot, too. It's easy to remember, Lot 101. Brandt's full line of augers, belts, carts, and vacs is designed to help you get the job done faster every time and is supported by a network of strong dealers across the United States. Want to be number one? Then get yourself some worry-free performance from Brandt and lead the field. That massive jury decision about Monsanto's Roundup herbicide continues to create a lot of discussion. One of my neighbors stepped into the house the other day and said, I need to talk to you about Roundup and what you know about it. My advice to him was, you have to rely on the science. And that's exactly what Dr. Stephen Novella says. He's the executive editor of the Science-Based Medicine blog. Dr. Stephen Novella is an academic clinical neurologist at the Yale University School of Medicine, and he wrote about this jury award in the case against Roundup herbicide, that award of $289 million handed down by a California jury. The decision was based on the claim that Mr. Dwayne Johnson, a groundskeeper, claimed that he had developed non-Hodgkin's lymphoma because of his exposure to Roundup. Roundup herbicide developed by Monsanto, now owned by Bayer. The decision most certainly will be appealed, but Dr. Novella said it is being widely criticized because it is not in line with the science. Dr. Novella pointed out that there's a long history of juries awarding damages based on flimsy science. He uses one particular very prominent example, Dow Corning. Do you remember that case about the breast implants? Dow Corning had to file for bankruptcy following class action lawsuits for alleged damages due to silicone breast implants. While the science at that time was still preliminary, the claim was that the breast implants were causing autoimmune disease. The manufacturer denied that. A later analysis found there was no evidence of an association between those breast implants and the illnesses the women incurred. I'll be back after this.